Back now with Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Members of the oil-producing cartel OPEC are meeting in Vienna with plans to talk about whether they could pump more oil. 3 weeks after Hurricane Katrina sent the price of crude soaring, the cartel's under pressure to increase production. Joining us from the Marketplace European desk in London is Stephen Beard. Stephen, there's concern about the damage that higher fuel prices could do to the global economy.
Yes, and that could tip OPEC into opening up the taps. It is a powerful argument. The last thing OPEC wants to do is trigger a global recession through high oil prices. It would cut demand for oil, first thing, and then lose a lot of their customers. Also, they have very considerable investments in the US and Europe, which would lose value too. But on the other hand, they don't want to pump so much crude that the world is awash with the stuff and the price plummets the way it did in the late 1990s, down, if you remember, to as low as $10 a barrel.
Right. But I guess the question is, can they produce more oil if they want to? I mean, haven't we been reporting that they're pretty close to doing everything they can?
Yes. I mean, Western analysts reckon that every OPEC member is pumping flat out at the moment, except Saudi Arabia, which is thought to have the world's biggest known reserves. And it's thought that the Saudis could supply an extra 2 million barrels a day. But, you know, many analysts say all this actually rather misses the point. Julian Lee of the Center for Global Energy Studies says that right now OPEC and other producers are not the problem.
The real short-term problem that we have is a lack of refining capacity, not a lack of crude oil. Hurricane Katrina has taken out almost 1 million barrels a day of very sophisticated U.S. refining capacity.
He says that what the world needs now is more refineries to produce more gasoline, diesel, and heating oil.
Well, maybe this OPEC meeting really is irrelevant at this point.
Well, not irrelevant, because we are, after all, talking about a group of countries which produce 40% of the world's oil. The Nigerian oil minister, I think, hit the nail on the head at the weekend when he said the point about pledging to step up production is psychological. It's reassuring at a time when the consuming nations are getting increasingly nervous about oil, when they're increasingly tempted to stockpile more of the stuff. Well, oil is obviously a key component in the world economy. Later today in Marketplace, we'll be hearing about some political developments which could have economic repercussions too. We'll be looking at the elections in Afghanistan and Germany and finding out how they will affect the rest of us economically.
Thank you very much. Stephen Beard of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.